This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, a new novel explores what life in the circus is really like.
First this, the president of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia meets with President Bush in Washington today, a show of solidarity with the Georgian government. It is in a confrontation with Russia. Georgia accuses Russia of trying to annex part of its territory and attempting to overthrow the Georgian government. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Georgia's capital, Tbilisi.
There's no doubt that the relationship between President Bush and Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili is a warm one. Last year, Mr. Bush became the first American president to make an official visit to Georgia, and he praised the pro-Western course that Saakashvili embarked on after the Rose Revolution of 2003.
As you watch free people gathering in squares like this across the world, waving their nation's flags and demanding their God-given rights, you can take pride in this fact. They have been inspired by your example, and they take hope in your success.
So cozy are the ties between Saakashvili and Mr. Bush that a busy street here is now called George W. Bush Avenue. A large portrait of the American president greets motorists as they drive down it. But personal ties do not always add up to tangible results. The euphoria of Georgia's Rose Revolution has faded considerably. Even though the economy has picked up steam, more than half of Georgians still live in poverty. And although Georgia has lobbied hard to join NATO, membership is likely to take much longer than President Saakashvili had promised. The European Union has also shown little interest in Georgia's drive to become a member state. Timuri Yakubashvili of the Georgian Foundation for Strategic and International Studies says that makes the timing of Saakashvili's trip to Washington even more important.
There was a sort of feeling that Georgia is left alone, and especially it's abandoned by the West, in spite of our aspiration to be a democratic state, and there was not much of the interest from the West towards Georgia.
President Saakashvili will likely ask Mr. Bush to take a tougher line with Russia. Russia openly backs two separatist regions of Georgia, and has tightened the screws on Georgia's economy by banning Georgian wine and other goods. Russia is also bankrolling a new pro-Moscow political party here, and some Russian officials have called for the ouster of President Saakashvili. Dr. Svante Cornell is with the Central Asia Caucasus Institute of Johns Hopkins University.
They would be very happy with regime change here. They, one very senior advisor to Putin, Gleb Pavlovsky, even said that the best way to solve the Georgian problem is very cheap. It's by a bullet. And it was a hardly even veiled threat to assassinate Saakashvili. These are rather frightening comments.
The Russians see Georgia's potential membership in NATO as a direct threat, and they say they are justified in taking countermeasures. Professor Cornell says he thinks the timing of President Bush's hosting of Saakashvili is intended to send a message to Russia to back off. Later this month, Vladimir Putin and President Bush, along with other world leaders, will meet in St. Petersburg for the G8 summit. But some Georgian opposition politicians, like Pata Zakharishvili, say Georgia's president is manipulating the Russian threat to win favor with the U.S. He says Saakashvili has backtracked on democracy and concentrated too much power in his own hands.
Saakashvili has started to blackmail the United States, telling them if I'm not in power, somebody worse will come, that if I'm not here, a pro-Russian president will take power.
New York-based Human Rights Watch this week asked Mr. Bush to talk to the Georgian president about human rights issues, such as torture by Georgian police, overcrowded prisons, and political pressure by the Saakashvili government on Georgia's judiciary. But Dr. Svante Cornell says that whatever the Georgian government's flaws, its democratic credentials are still far better than any of its former Soviet neighbors in the Caucasus and Central Asia. Georgia has also sent 850 troops to Iraq, and those factors, combined with Georgia's strategic position as a transit country for oil and natural gas, are likely to keep relations with Washington warm, at least for now. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi.